The Gemara in Gittin of Samech says the Ches Parshas Nemru Babayu Brosh Chodesh Nishu. There were eight Parshas said on them. One of them is Parshas Achrei Mois. And Rashi already there before his notes, it says it's very interesting because the Parshas Achrei Mois is only Yom Kippurim. Why was it said then? So they said, well, yes, because it's Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. So therefore the Parsha was said in that day. But the question is, Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron, I understand that. But why does it say the Parsha right here? And why is it said Davkon Rosh Chodesh? It could have said afterwards. You're right. It's because Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. But as if this was kind of a Nechoma. What kind of a Nechoma is it to Aaron? The fact that he could go in Yom Kippurim. What kind of a Nechoma is that? It was Davka Boba Yoim. But the reality is the following. The Parsha, we know that if you look at the Seder Parsha, the Gemara says that the Parsha was not Nemra La Seder. Because if you look at it here, there are five tefillas. The Kohen had to go in five tefillas, go in and out, change from Big Dilovim to Big Dizov. And if you look in our Parsha, there's only three. Because it goes in, it Big Dizov, it goes to Big Dilovim, and then it goes and it takes the Machta and makes his Korban. So the Gemara says that the Parsha is out of order, and in other words, before the taking away the Machta, there are the Korban Asayom there to go Big Dizov, and then he has to go Big Dilovim again to take away the Machta. So it's not that he goes ahead and he takes the Machta right away. So the question is, why is the Parsha out of order? Why couldn't the Parsha be said in Allah Seder? So the Gros says, the Bezois Yavoi Aaron. If you look at the Parsha carefully, the Parsha, the first beginning of the Parsha doesn't talk about Yom Kippur. It just talks Bezois Yavoi Aaron al Kodesh Bapar B'moch. It tells you how Aaron should go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then afterwards it says that this you should do once a year in Yom Kippurim. So says the Chochmasod, the B'Shem Odim, B'Shem Agroin, the Soif Elochizovil, that Aaron HaKoyin, this Parsha was said to Aaron, that Aaron HaKohen could go into Kodesh HaKadoshim at any time. If it's a Midmid or not, he could go into Kodesh HaKadoshim any time, as long as he did the Seder HaParsha. And then he did only three. He had Big Dizov, Big Dilov, and Big Dizov. That's what he had. That's the Parsha of Aaron. He didn't have five, because there's no Korban HaSayoyim, there's no Musafim, nothing like that. There's only Eloi. So that's the Parsha. So the Parsha is out of order, because the Parsha is talking about Aaron himself. And Aaron himself, during the year, he didn't go. So says the Chachmason, if you look at the end of the Parsha, it says, Vayas ken Aaron. Aaron did as he was supposed to do. So Rashi says, he did it in Yom Kippurim, later. But the Parsha Prat is, Masha, the Pasuk is stressing that he did it, Masha, he did it then. So says the Chachmason, according to the Guru, is very gewaldic. Because we don't know if Aaron ever went to Kodesh HaKodoshim B'Seder HaZeh, Chutz Yom Kippurim. Because it was only a Rishus to him, not a Choiva. The only Pasuk says that on that day of Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, he did go into Kodesh HaKodashim. Bezuis Yovoy Aaron. And the question is, why did he go? First of all, why did was it said to him? But now, according to the Rebbe Kamenetsky, he says, according to this, makes sense. That's why the Parsha was said to him, because he had to go in on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why did he have to go in Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Why? This is the only time he goes into Kodesh HaKodashim, not Yom Kippurim? Why? Why is that? That's question number one. Question number two is the following. Tosfos there goes, and he says like this, if according to the Gemara, Achrei Mois means that the Parsha was said on Yom Kippurim, he quotes it, we know that, but Yechar Advorim Eile, that says by the Akedah, it's Bachloikis in the Medrash, if it's Acher and Achrei, if it's Achrei, Somoch of Achrei is Muflak. Meaning Acher and Achrei, there's a difference, one is close, one is further. So he says, if Achrei is Muflak, is a Kasha from our Gemara, because it says, by Achrei Mois, and it says on the same day. So you see, Achrei is not Muflag, Achrei is Somoch. So Tosfos in Gittin, Tosfos in the Maskil of Parshas, in Parshas, in Gittin Daf Samech, asks the question. Right? So the Gur Ari in Chumash, in Dvorim, okay, Perek Aleph, Posuk Lamed, he says the following, he says, what's the machlokes of Achar and Achrei? That Achar is Somoch and Achrei is Muflak. He says, because Achar, if you look at what is the opposite? What's the antonym of Achar? Is Kodem. Which means, is the proximity sequential in time. They are physically next to each other. One is Kodem, one is Achar. Achrei is not Kodem. The opposite of Achrei is Ilifnei. Lifnei, the pshat is that they are sequential, not in time, but in logic. They are derivative of each other. The same way there's ponim and there's the ochor. The ponim goes first and ochor follows. So achri means follow. So you could be very, very far away. It's like saying one king is before the other king. If it's achar, means one king is immediately following the other king. Achre means that one king led to the other king. So here, achre doesn't mean achre that is the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That if the pasuk tells you that even those Rosh Chodesh Nisan, what was the koveya, what determined, is not because they were next to each other, but because they were sequential, they were a logical derivative. That Bnei Aaron Achrei Mois, that logically created the need for Aaron to go into Kodesh HaKodoshim. And the question is, what's the logical derivation? Why one is Achrei? Meaning, you could say Achar, they were next to each other. Maybe they could want to give a Nechama to Aaron. But to say that one, they're not sequential in time, but it's sequential in logic, in the derivative of each other, what's the derivative notion of it? So that's the question number two. And the question number three on Lag BaOmer. Okay, so the Lag BaOmer, we know that that's today, is the day that we stop the Avelos. Machloikes, Ramo and Shulchan Aruch, if we stop, if it's Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, but Lamed Gimel, so Ramo says Lamed Gimel, we stop the Avelos tomorrow morning, Mitzvah Yom Kikula, and we make a Yom Simcha. So the Prichodesh asks, Yom Simcha, Simcha Mazueisa. It's a Simcha Shoshoitim. Meaning, why is it Simcha? Because Avelos finished? Avelos finished because everybody died. There was nobody left. So Zog di Prichodesh in Tzimat Tav Tzadik Gimel, Saif Aleph, and he says, that's not the Simcha. The Simcha is that Kodesh Boch who gave permission to the Chamisha Talmidim to continue. The Chamisha Talmidim. Rabbi says, Vaya Oilam Shomim, and Rabbi Kiva found the five Talmidim Shebadorm. The fact that Kodesh Boch who stopped the Misa on Lag BaOmer, Lag BaOmer is that Kodesh Boch who stopped the Misa and allowed them to continue. Okay? And the Yaakov Lerutari quotes the Shara Kavon, it's not Pivav Mudal, it says the Ferush. This is the Yoim Simchas Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Is the Simcha of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai represents the Chamisha Talmidim. He's the Simcha because he is the one who was given the Rishus Rabbi Akiva to allow his legacy to continue. Okay? Now, we know that some people say it is Yom Shemes, right? And that's because in what you call it, in the Pri Etz Chaim, it says Yom Shemes, but we know that that's a toast. Right, the Bavitcher Rebbe quotes that's a toast because in the second food it says Simchas because the Ches fell to the Sheshemes. Rav Tzodek Davka the Pri Tzadik explains that maybe Lechoira, I think that's what he means, both are the same because Tzodek asks on Yom Shemes of Shemen Yochai, always on the Yom Misa we make a tainis, not a Yom Simcha. It's always a tainis, right? We know the Yom Shemes Aaron in Vach Korosh Chodesh Av is the only Rosh Chodesh could actually fast. Zayin Odom, which Rabbeinu died, is a Yom Tainis. So why he is a Yom Simcha? It says, Dafki mi Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebichsav, a person dies is Tainis. But Torah Shebalpeh, the Torah is Nikva, he quotes a Medrash, which says, Batay nitka belibu shel Odom, ki she Odom me'olach l'olom. Because the person dies, the Divir Torah is kabel l'olom. And the reason is very partial. It says the Medrash, because as long as he's alive, you could ask him. Once you're not alive, you can't ask him, you become the owner. The idea was a thorough intent is only shared the person's life. When it's not alive, it's a reader's interpretation. So you become, the Torah becomes divorced from the person and it becomes the chelak of Klaliso because now it's not the Rambam, it's Klaliso's Torah. The Divri Rambam is Mishneh Torah. So that's the Sinas Torah. So the reshus for Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's Torah to be Nizgale, which was the day of Lag BaOmer, is the day of Misas. Could be that's the Misa because the ultimate Gilu is the Misa. So perhaps the Simchas Rabbi Shimon Yochai is Yom of Misa Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Okay? So that could be here. And the question is, if that's the day, like the Pri Chodesh saying, that those are the five Talmidim, why is Rabbi Shimon Yochai representative of this day? Should it be Rabbi Yehuda? Well, I mean, it's not Rabbi Shimon only. It's questions by Rabbi Shimon. Question number two. Question number three is, we know that the minag is to do it caches. The bow and arrow is the minag to do. And the Bnei Yisoschar go... It's interesting because the Soschar wants to say, because we know the Rishonim says that by Rabbi Shimon Yochai there was no loy nira keshes biyomov. So if loy nira keshes biyomov, that's why we do keshes. What does he have to do? You're right. So there was no keshes because he was not puigim abri, so there's no keshes. That's why use a bow and arrow, even though one is a rainbow and other one is a bow and arrow. What's the shaykhs between them? And then the question before, he says, Vayigas, the Gemara in Brochas, the field of Udbeis, Vayigas, Gehozi Lehotfa, Gehozi came, Veshaz Hashonomis, and he pushed her away. So Chazal used from the Loshon Lehotfa, Shech ochas behoydu if they touch her breasts. And that was his beginning of his downfall, that he touched, and why is hoyd yofia, why the Shaddaim called hoyd yofia? So it says in the Marshal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosa dodim b'mokum bina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Shaddaim of a woman by the heart, not like an animal. So that's why it's called hoyd yofia, right? Because it's a splendor of beauty. It's a splendor because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it in the mokum of the heart. The question is why it's called that's a splendor, and why is this the beginning of the downfall of Gehazi? The Gehazi, Yavera, was totally different than this. It was not Giloy Arayis at all. So what does he have to do, the Sheikh, with that? And to explain all of this, I'll tell you what they quote in the Mishnas Chassidim, in the Pirush of Mishnas Chassidim, what he says, which is something very givaldic. We know that there is idea of Shviras HaKelim. Shviras HaKelim is a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and the world of Toyu, those are Neshomos Shenikmetu, those are the 974 Neshomos before Bnei Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a great light. And the great light was incompatible with the Kelim, and that broke. And the reason is, the Guru explains and suffered its news already, and then the idea is because they were Ocher be'Ocher. That there was a male and a female, which is the Zohar and the Keva, the Noisa and the Mekabel, Midas HaChesed and Midas HaDin, but they didn't reconcile. They were basically clashing with each other, and Midas HaDin destroyed Midas HaChesed. And the idea is that they were facing away, they were connected, but they were facing away from each other, so they would go nowhere. The Zohar pushed in the cave until he didn't push anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did, he created Nesira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu now allowed the second time in the Olam HaTikun that the Chesed now comes not clashing with the Sadin, it comes through Midas Sadin. It basically, what it is channeling that Chesed through Midas Sadin, which is Ponim Beponim. That now there's a chibur between the Zohar and the Kiva, Midas HaChesed, Midas HaDin, Bemidas, and that's done in a way of Mizuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezavek Zivuvim, he reconciles. The idea is that always the Bechin in this world is like this. There is a great light that clashes with existing Midas HaDin. And the Avoida is the concept of Das, which is the concept we always know that the Guru says, that's the masculine, the balancing. And then there's our idea of balancing, reconciling, and harmonizing the two. So first there is this clash, but you see the light, and then you get to do it, to build it in the right way through Midas HaDin. And that's the idea. Kodesh Baruch Hu does first the light, to tell you the model, the paradigm, that's the prototype, that's what it's going to be. But you have to earn it, because it's Chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you, first you already know the goal. The goal is already set. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the chance now to earn that. So that's Lucas HaRishonis. Lucas HaRishonis was an unbelievable Orgodl, Poska Mem Zumama. Right? There was no Misa, nothing. Right? They had the Din of Malochim. But that Or was too big, was too great, and that's why it was impossible to live in the world in the confines of Elam Hazeh. So the Maral says, that's what the Gemara says, they didn't have Tess, because they were soifali shover, was something which was not real, was impossible. They broke, and now you have luchos shniyos, because safte luchos es advorim asher hayu halalichos arishonim asher shibarta. It's the exact same thing, but you have to earn it. You have to go ahead and through our avoid of Torah Shebaal Peh, etc., to take luchos shniyos back into the luchos shniyos. The 24 elef talmidim is the same thing. They were the talmidim of Olam HaTohu. They were awesome. Rebbe Akiva thought that Mashiach was coming. And Rebbe Akiva's Torah is the Torah Samashiach, that the Torah, which is Giluim, unbelievable, because Tagim Shel Aloches, that's the Bechino of Echad. There is those Talmidim, but Lo Yinoiku Kova Zelazeh, they were not Mityaches to each other. Kova Zelazeh is that you need somebody else. That's the concept of Midas HaDin, which is Ponim Beponim. There was no Ponim Beponim, they shattered. And the five Talmidim is rebuilding their Torah again. So the five Talmidim come to rebuild that Torah again of those Esrim V'Arbelef Talmidim. So it's not there is something else. They're rebuilding that like Luchos HaRishonis, Luchos Shniyos. Nadav Aviu is the same thing. Nadav Aviu saw the opportunity of going to Kodesh HaKadoshim. The channel, the gates were open, the portal was open. There's no more Mechitzas bin Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So they went to that Kedusha, which is Givaldik. But Midas HaDin didn't allow, because Midas HaDin tells you that there is barriers, there is Mechitzas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now tells Aaron, you do exactly the same thing now through reconcile with the Sadin. You just don't go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, you do through a process, you go through a system, you go through boundaries, you go through a Mehalach. That mehalach is reconciled midas achesed midas adin. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu tells me to do on the same day. To tell you that not of a view, don't ever think that they died, they had an oynish and it's gone. What they did is the right thing, but they were not roi yet. Ochla paga. They were trying to break mechitzas instead of reconcile the mechitzas. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, do it the exact same thing today again. That's why the Nechom was on the same day to tell him that a void of not of a view is not lost. You have to redo it in the right way, which is step by step, little by little. That's why Achre is a derivative, is a consequence. Because in the idea of Kodesh HaKodesh, that you could go in and Aaron can go in, is an extension, is a derivative, is a derivation of not of a view. So not of you did no Navera, they did the thing that broke, and you have to redo it through the channels. Like you learn Korat Kula, you forget it, and now you go, little by little, you learn it. You learn it, but you learn the same Torah that you forgot. So that's why Achri, yes, why Achri, what's the derivative one of the other? For sure, because the Knis of Aaron is the reenactment of the Knis of Nodav Aviyu in the right way. That's why in Yom Kippur, when the Kohen said Ona, Shteit Nari, the Kavones, in Shar Kavones, that Ona is Elio, Nodav and Aviyu. Because the Kohen Gadol is reenacting Nodav Aviyu in the right way. The Ramchal is the exact same thing. We know that Ramchal had Giluim of Mamish unbelievable in Padua. And they made him, they were, they quieted him down. They stopped him from doing it. Like the Gemara says, Vaya ha'olam shomem, which is the olam atohu. Tohu destroys, and then is toyu vavoyo. And then you have to rebuild again. And then he goes into Amsterdam, and he rebuilds the exact same Torah, but through a process, through kelim, through a lot of lenses. He does go ahead and build to the Mesilas Yesharim. This is the same Kabbalah, but in vessels within the Kelim. Interesting enough, Shai said a very good point, that the Ramchal, when he goes to Amsterdam, he becomes an optician. Because he's exactly seeing the same vision, only he's giving people glasses to filter, because that reconciled with the Sadin. And that is the thing that we always said, that's the Avoida, is to take what was a Kesher, not based on Adam, which is Ocher be Ocher, and to do it Ponim be Ponim through Bida Sadin to do it. Now, if you look at it, what Rabbi Kiva did on the 24,000 Talmidim, Rabbi Kiva was the one who thought Bar Kochba is Mashiach. So his Torah is the Torah of Mashiach, the reconciliation of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, that there is no distinction, that there is no difference, the portal is open. But that didn't exist yet. So you had to go through the process. So the Talmidim are the process, but the Shpitz of the process, the Gemara says that it Trumois Rabbi Kiva is Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Yochai represents the utmost, the closest thing to the 24,000 Talmidim. So that's why is the Simcha to the Rabbi Shimon Yochai? Because these five Talmidim are coming to reenact the 24,000 there Talmidim. Who is the Shpitz? The all five Talmidim are leading to the fifth. The fifth is always, as you know, is the one that's mechaber everything. It's like the thumb that puts everything together. Who is the one that's mechaber, that takes Rabbi Yehuda and everybody else into the 24,000 Talmidim? Is specifically, what you call this, specifically Shimon Yochai. And if you look at the caches, what is the caches? The caches, the Midas Adin, that creates a barrier through Midas HaChesed. The marble was a Midas HaChesed completely untamed, and that's why water, which represents chesed, comes to destroy. The Tzaddik says that when you have the, what you call the sun, which is the light, which is the Midas Adin, it creates a barrier, and it breaks into the spectrum, right? Which is, that's the Midas Adin, which it breaks into the spectrum. Shimon Yochai took that Midas Adin into a bow and arrow, and that the bow and arrow is the ultimate shlit of chesed in din, that the more, what's the bow and arrow? The more you pull back, the more forward it goes. You take two steps back to leave you 50 steps forward. That's Midas Adin. You take the Midas Adin. And that Midas Adin, which was the barrier he took from Shamaim, he took it to himself. He took the bow and arrow for himself, which is reconcile Midas Adin to tame Midas HaChesed to go even far. That's why Shavisa Alisa Lamorim, Shavisa Shevi, Lokachta Matonas Bodom. So state in the Megalamuk is the Shavisa Shevi, Shevi Zroshativa Shim Ben Yochai. And the reason is very simple. because these three, the Beis Halevi says, are connected the three darkness of Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu goes, he says, Lakachta matones bodom. Lakachta is lekicha, that you buy matones that you get. So Lechoy is astira. Lechoy is vort. Lakachta is Torah Shebalpeh, that you have to do it and you have to do the work. So it's like a transaction, like an acquisition that you both do. And matones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Shebechsav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. Shavisa Shevi is the Torah, is the Torah Shimon Yochai. Because on that, the Malachim said, Tna oid chal ha-shamayim, and the Taina, Tna hoid chal ha-shamayim, that's Midas ha-hoid. Tna hoid chal ha-shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Malachim said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, because the Torah is physical and only the physical people can do it. But that's not on, that's not Torah Sasoid. Torah Sasoid is more shaykh to the Malachim. So that's why it is capturing. So Visa Shevi is a Shivia. It's not that you bought, Moshe Rabbeinu could not buy it, but Moshe didn't get, he captured it. The capturing is taking the keshet that was there by Shmira Sabris, Rabbi Shimon Yochai took to himself, and Torah Rabbi Shimon Yochai is the keshet. That's how he used bow and arrow on the day of the day. That's why now you could understand why Gehazi. Gehazi is the one of Malchus saw that we saw, that we live in the world of Mechitzas. That those Mechitzas are impenetrable. He is the anti-Nod of Avihu. And we saw in the whole idea of the lesson was that that's not true. That Gehazi, that's the idea of Tzoras. You see the Parsha is Misas Nod of Avihu, and then the antithesis of that, the extreme opposite, which is we saw Tzoras. And the reconciliation between Tzaraas and Nod of Avihu is Parshas Achrei Mois. So Achrei Mois is that. And the idea is that Midas Adin tells you that the Avka through Midas Adin you could come through Midas Chesed. And those are the breasts of woman. Because the Gemara says in Chul Da Samechtez, you have to find a heter to eat Cholov. Cholov represents Midas Chesed as something kosher. But it comes something that's Tomeh. Right, because we all know there's a chiddush. Because you, the behemoth itself, when it gives milk, you're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because it's ever been a chai. So this is just a yoyse bin a chai should have been also. There's a pasuk that's matir. The idea is that dafka from the rechoikim, you could achieve chesed. You could achieve the biggest light. That's Gehazi. Gehazi pushed it away, and that's called the hoid yofia. The midas hoid, he pushed it away, and that led for him to go ahead and to stop the miracle of Naaman. He became ultimately a Metzoira called Yomov, and his tikkun was recognized the Nes in the world of Teva, and he realized that there was a gate in the Choyma. That gate is Reb Shimon Yochai, and is Davka on Lag BaOmer. Why is Lag BaOmer? Because Lag BaOmer stated in the Siddur de Balatanya, the Siddur de Balatanya. The Balatani in the Siddur quotes Dari that says the Lag BaOmer is connected the gal between Lavan and Yaakov. Ed hagal hazeh veida matzeva. And Lag is connected that gal. What's the pshat? The pshat is very simple. Lavan shtet so the Siddur Balatania, that mechitza is a mechitza separating Olam Hazeh from Olam Haba, separating Lavan from Klal Yisrael, Kedusha and Tumah. That mechitza, that idea is in the Shemaim also. That Olam Hazeh is separate from Olam Haba. That is the gal, is the concept of that wall. That is the gal of Gehazi, that there is a wall. That's what I told you, Bate Arechoyma, that the, what you call, that the Betzoyra is Nishtaleach, we saw that. On this day was the day that that mechitza became Gilui. What was a mechitza became a Gilui. That's Mloshon Gilui, that's Lag BaOmer. Who was the one who turned that mechitza and made the mechitza, that dafka through the mechitza, he could be the greatest Gilui, is the Zohar. That's why the Zohar always goes into Torah Sasoid. The Zohar being the Sasoid, that's like somebody that's a princess behind the mechitza. Until he goes and he's able to be moira that mechitza. That's Reb Shimon Yochai, that's the keshes, that the further back you go, the further out you go, which is above the mechitzas. So the tikkun of the gal of Lavan, from the gal, from being a pile in the mechitza into Loshen Gilui, steht in Balatanya, is Lag BaOmer, that's Midas Ahoyt, from the Tome comes out Toher, and that's Reb Shimon Yochai. That's why Davkin Lag BaOmer, which is the tikkun of Eda Galaze. And that is Lavan. What is Lavan? Lavan is that everything is white, which means that all of the stuff comes out. There's nothing beyond. everything white is all the color shining back, because the mechitzah shine everything back. And our idea is that no, the mechitzahs don't shine back. There's something way beyond, and that's Big Day Lovan of the Kohen Gadol, that he takes the Big Day Lovan into Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is Achrei Mois, and that's a Tikkun of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, and that's a Tikkun of Lag BaOmer, which is the Tikkun of Ed Hagal Hazeh.